Good morning. How are you, brother? Good to see you today. Well, good morning to everybody. See, whether you like cold weather or not, what you can't deny is it motivates people to get inside a lot quicker. Oh, I love it. It's good. Crisp weather feels like December. It feels like Christmas. We welcome everybody here this morning. I wanted to read something to you from Isaiah chapter 35. Isaiah chapter 35, it really is talking about God's redemption towards Zion, towards Israel. And in verse number 8, when it's talking about Israel being used to bring people there for the purpose of worshiping the one true God from around the world, it says, "A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go upon it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away." When I read that, I just started thinking about joy to the world. And well, there it is, right there. That's what we have to look forward to, that one day every tear will be wiped away. All of our illnesses, all the disease, the stress, the anxiety, the things of this world are gone. If you are a believer, follower of Jesus Christ, we have that to look forward to in eternity with Him. And this is a joy that we have. And we look forward to that. But in the meantime, we are supposed to be a highway of holiness. We are supposed to point others to Jesus Christ and His return. Let's just go here before the Lord this morning, the stillness of our own hearts. And I just ask that we purposely pray that we would be used for God's glory, that we would point others to Him during this Christmas season. Lord Jesus, we come before You this morning and we thank You for Your highway, for the path to salvation that You provided. And it began, Father, with You sending Your Son to be born in a manger. This most precious time of year, God, I pray that we would look to that light, look to that path. Father, I pray that we also would be a highway to holiness, that we would point others to Jesus Christ, that we would announce that, yes, the Messiah, the Savior of the world has been born. But Father, that You bled and died at Calvary for You. Love us beyond comprehension. And You laid down Your life for all of us. And I pray that we would share that gift with everyone we come in contact with, that we would point them towards the light of the world this Christmas season. But Father, year-round, not just once a year. Father God, I pray that You would be in our midst this morning. We pray that we would have our minds and our hearts pointed towards You. I pray, Father, that Your Spirit would have complete control here this morning. God, I pray that You would be exalted through song, through the message, through every word that is spoken throughout this building today. Be it those churches throughout the globe, Almighty God, I pray that Your name would be proclaimed, that You would be exalted, that Your kingdom would be grown. Father, we need You. We ask for Your presence, for Your strength, for Your power, for Your peace and purpose here this morning in every heart, in every life, in every mind. In the name of Jesus, we ask this for Your glory. Amen.
Please stand, and we're going to praise the Lord in song. And it's a song you better be familiar with because it's a Christmas carol. It came upon the midnight clear. Let's sing it. great singing. You may be seated.
Good morning. So I walk in, I see Pastor, I said, Pastor, it's 21 degrees out this morning. He goes, yes! Winter's coming. I know some of you don't like that, but you know, this is New England, and the reality is, snow will come. And some of us like that. Boy, wasn't that Bethlehem walk outstanding? Wasn't it? It was amazing. It was just, I was so glad that we did this, and Pastor, with you coming up with the idea, and all the people involved, and planning it and making it happen. It was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. And I still think of those mean soldiers. Those guys are nasty. But everybody played the part, and boy, it was just a wonderful thing. It was just such a joy to be part of that. If you're a visitor, there should be a connection card in front of you in the pew. If you don't mind filling one of those out and put it in the usher's offering plate as the ushers come by. Pastor would like to be in touch with you. And just a couple of announcements. Today, after Sunday school, there'll be a business meeting for church members. So please plan on staying for a little bit after the Sunday school hour for that. And then also, Ray Dennison would like to there should be a, see a note up here, walkthroughbethlehem.com. Well, CBF, all that. Make a note of that, because Ray is asking if anybody has photographs from the Bethlehem Walk, send them to that email address because you'd like to do a little slideshow around Christmas time. So if anybody has any photos, write that down. If you miss it, see Ray. Ray, can you raise your hand back there? Ray, raise your hand. That's Ray. So if you miss that and for some reason didn't write it down, see Ray afterwards, and he'll give you more detail. But I'd like to get some photos up, probably on the church website too, but also for a little slideshow here. Also, on next Friday, December 16th, there's going to be an adult Christmas party, and somebody was asking what white elephant gift means. What's a white elephant? It doesn't mean a giant gift. So it says, re-gift last year's lemons. Now, we don't really mean lemons, probably, because those might be a little nasty, you know, but it's just something you have around the house. Don't go out buying a gift. If you have something that, you know, it could be a gag gift, anything, then you just bring that, and everyone's asked to do that. So it'll be a lot of fun, and there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. We're also asked to bring an appetizer or a dessert. So please make a note of that and sign up. It's always a fun time. And next Sunday, there'll be no Sunday school. There'll be a breakfast at 9, so get here on time. Breakfast at 9, and there's a sign-up sheet in the Welcome Center for that also. So it'll be breakfast and then the service. And let's see, I think that's it. Have the ushers come forward. Oh, and also just make a note that there's Christmas cards if you want to save some stamps. And if you're sending cards to people in the church here, there's a list of people here and a little note about that in the bulletin. So make a note of that. Let's all stand, and we're going to recite together 2 Timothy 2:4. And let's go ahead and recite that together now. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. 2 Timothy 2:4. Bruce, would you lead us in a prayer?
Dear Lord God, we are thankful today we can be in your house, and Lord, we thank you so much for all you do for us, for your faithfulness, for your provision, for salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And now we ask that you would take these monies and use them, that honor and glory may come to you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
And everyone said, amen. That was awesome. That was awesome. Thank you, honey. If you could please stand up, that's my wife, in case you didn't know that. I don't call every pianist honey. I just wanted to share something before we sang this morning. We had the privilege of, we had the privilege of racing down to Liberty University to see Josiah. And, additionally had the privilege of attending convocation, which is like chapel, with another 12,000 plus students in a little building called the Vining Center. And I just want to share something that I witnessed there that was just pretty amazing. We were singing a Chris Tomlin song, and we were down in the student section, one row off the floor, and to our right in the first two rows, I'm talking like there was probably 100 of them, there was a lady who was signing the music and the words to the music, and the students in those two rows. And I'll tell you, it brought me to tears. Because they were praising God as loud as they could with their hands. They can't talk. They can't hear, some of them. Definitely can't hear. And they were just emphatically doing the motions about holding on to Jesus, and he's holding on to you, and all this different stuff. And as Beth, I'm a wreck now. It was just moving. Because, you know, I think it's really easy for us all to lose perspective. Real easy. Don't take what you've been blessed with for granted, ever. Don't. And then the speaker proceeded to talk about the miracle of Lazarus being raised from the dead and how Jesus purposefully took his time to get there. He was going to heal Lazarus, but just he wanted him dead first, that's all. And he proceeded to go into all the different miracles that Jesus had performed. And that they had seen all these things, and yet they still just didn't believe. Oh, if only you had been here. And one of the ones that he obviously talked about was the fact that people were given their sight and their hearing. And you could just see the expression. Can you imagine if you couldn't, and you were looking forward to being healed in heaven? Can you imagine? Nod your head yes, please. You know what I'm saying? Man, our God heals. He reigns. That's true. The Bible's true. All the miracles are true. And we have the whole book. The whole book. And he loved us so much that he sent his son. Let's sing this song that we learned last week. Adore. And adore him as you praise him this morning.
Thank you.
sing. Heavenly Father, I just feel the need to pray right now. I just praise you because you're a great and awesome God. And Lord God, your power is so awesome. You are so awesome. Lord God, I don't know why, except I guess we're sinners. I know we're sinners, but I guess that's the reason why. That we sometimes are so faithless. Lord God, when it's documented in history and in your word, and you've said it, that you loved us so much, you sent Jesus to this wicked, awful earth so he could die. Lord God, anybody that's been a baby, had a baby, seen a baby, held a baby, knows how precious a child is, a baby. And you loved us so much that you sent your son, the Son of God, into this world to die for us? Oh God, we lose perspective. We so lose perspective. Lord, just hear our praise and worship this morning as we seek to glorify you and continue to sing and praise you in song. In Jesus' name, amen. Said, amen. Even so, now come, Lord Jesus. He sent his son, he rose again, but he's coming back again, amen. It's not over, that was just the beginning. Come on. And you know what? True story, he shall reign forevermore. He shall reign forevermore. Do you hear me, people? Amen. Let's sing it right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we praise you. We know without any doubt that you shall reign forevermore, that you reign now, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated.